On your mark, get ready, start.
Broadcasting from California and Delaware, this is the Hard Rocking Trivia Show, and here are your hosts, Mark and Danny.
Pounding the world like a battering ram.
All right, everybody, time for some rapid fire, where I try to trick Mark or ask some pretty tough questions, some trivia questions to see if Mark really knows what he's talking about. Sometimes he does, sometimes he does not.
Yeah, sometimes I'm full of it.
Sometimes he shows his age.
What? Talking to me?
Okay, question number one. What is the name of Quiet Riot's debut album?
Quiet Riot's debut album is called Quiet Riot. Quiet Riot 1.
That is correct.
Yes.
That was the Japanese-only album from 1977.
Featuring Randy Rhoads.
That's right.
The first two albums, which aren't very good.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think they finally released them. Yeah, if you love Randy Rhoads, you should have them, but they're not that good.
No.
Yeah.
Nah, they're blah. I mean, Mental Health was the one that broke them. That was their third album.
Probably their best album.
Yeah. They peaked early.
Yeah, they peaked and went away. Well, they're still actually, they're playing here, I think, next week.
Okay.
I'd go for $20. Yeah, why not?
Sure. Why not? You'll get to see one original member.
That's always fun. And somebody from American Idol. Ooh.
Yay.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, but I it's fun. Good stuff. I wouldn't spend $50 to see him, but $20 I'd spend.
Sure. Why not?
For a good time. All right, question one for you. Who sang lead vocals on L.A. Guns' Shrinking Violet album?
Phil Lewis.
That would be incorrect. Hint, he's a lead singer from a band you really like and you saw at M3.
Jizzy Pearl.
Correct.
Oh, yes.
And I've still never heard that album. And I think I have it, but I haven't listened to it yet.
So. Now you have to go listen to it.
Some people say it's pretty good, but I'll have to check that one out.
I like Jizzy Pearl. I don't care what anybody says.
Yeah, screw them. He's a talented guy. Just hasn't got the right break yet. I don't think he'll ever get it, but he's talented.
He was great at M3.
Oh, yeah. He could pull it off live, and he's singing.
I like Love Hate, so.
I mean, the guy's singing L.A. Guns. He's singing Rat. He's a talented guy.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, give him some time. He'll be in the Starland Vocal Band, you know?
And then the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame.
Yeah. Was that Peter? It'll be Peter, Paul, and Mary. It'll be Peter, Jizzy, and Mary. The guy can do anything.
Right. All right. Question number two for you. I may have asked you this before, but none of us never know.
Chilliwack.
That is incorrect.
Oh, okay.
Who played guitar on the song Frankenstein?
You told me this. You've done this before. Everybody thinks it's Rick. I thought it was Rick Derringer, but it's not.
It is not.
It's Ronnie.
Rick Derringer played on the album, but not on this song.
Is it Ronnie Monroe's?
That is correct.
Yes. Yeah, see, well, this is the dementia popping in. We started to ask the same questions. Yeah, you did tell me that because I was shocked. Yeah. I didn't know that one. But now
he did a lot of studio work.
But now I do. Okay, here's an oldie rock and roll question.
All right.
Okay, in 1959, Buddy Holly died in a plane crash near Clear Lake, Iowa. There was two other stars who died on that day. Can you name them?
Buddy Holly.
Well, he's
the Big Bopper.
Yep.
and Richie Valens.
You are correct, sir.
Yes.
Yeah, I recently got my son into that. We watched the Buddy Holly movie together.
Oh, yeah?
And he seemed part of La Bamba. And, you know, what's interesting is I work in the high school. I'm working this summer school. I work in the high school that Richie Valens went to.
Oh, really?
San Fernando High School.
Hey,
which is right next to Richie Valens Park.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
So you can my dad knew Buddy Holly.
Oh, he did?
Yeah, grew up in the same North Texas town.
Lubbock?
Said his parents were like, they lost it when he died. They just started going after all, making sure he got all of his, everything that was due to him,
his wife?
Estate.
Yeah, his wife. His wife ran his estate, made her a millionaire. Yeah. He was only like 23. Yeah. Sorry. So sad. And that Buddy Holly movie was really good. Gary Busey really pulled that one off.
Yeah.
I just recently rewatched it. It's like, yeah, this is terrific. Love this.
And then he went crazy.
Boy, that was years later when he hit his head on a curb because he wasn't wearing a helmet. Went on his motorcycle, so. That'll do it.
Yeah, that will. All right, question two from you.
Or from you or to you?
To me.
No, wait. Question three.
That question three to you.
Okay, I'm ready.
Okay, I might have asked you this one also.
Oh, God.
Okay. It's all good.
All right.
Who is the only person in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame three times?
Okay. It's a male, correct?
That is correct.
Three times.
The only one that's been inducted three times.
It's not Neil Sean because he's in there twice.
There's a ton of people in there twice.
Three times. It's a male.
All the Beatles are in there twice.
Yeah, so it can't be one of the Beatles.
No.
Good God. Is it from the 50s, 60s, 70s, 80s?
Starting in the 60s. And he's still performing now.
Oh, God.
There's no question you know who this is.
Is it Bob Dylan?
No. No, he's a guitar player.
God.
He's in there as a solo artist and then in two of his different bands.
Oh, my God. He's probably a real famous one, too. Eric Clapton.
That is correct.
So solo, Cream, and what's the other one?
Oh, come on.
I'm brained at Cream.
He's in with Jeff Beck.
Oh, the Jeff Beck group?
No.
Yardbirds.
Yes.
Oh, God, yes. Okay.
Damn. Yep, the only one three times. It's...
Well, if you asked me before, I had a brain fart. I'll remember it.
I may not have asked you that one.
That's a good, great question, though.
Yeah.
Okay, here we go. Question three for you. I'm going to give you a list of band members, and you tell me the name of the band.
Oh.
All right, okay. You ready? Keith St. John, Blas Elias, Doug Aldrich, and Brad Lang. Keith St. John, who was in Montrose, Nazareth, Lynch Mob. Blas Elias was in Slaughter. Doug Aldrich, who's been with Dio, Whitesnake, and Brad Lang was in YNT. But they released an album not too long ago under what name?
Is that Revolution Saints?
That would be incorrect. And I believe this band has like at least three or four albums.
Jeez.
And their last album was great, and I can't remember the name of it. It's two words.
Revolution Saints is two words.
But that would be the wrong two words.
Okay. Oh, man, I don't know.
All right, the first word starts
sounds
with...
Sounds
like Yearning Bane.
Is it Burning Pain?
No, it's not. It's Burning Something.
Burning...
Rhymes with gain. Involves water.
Burning Rain.
Burning Rain. Yep. Burning Rain.
Yeah, their last album was freaking awesome.
Apparently you didn't remember it. Boy, we're...
I didn't remember that. Those were the guys in it. I knew Doug Aldrich.
We're having some memory issues in our older age, aren't we? Jeez.
Who are you?
Oh.
Damn, you look familiar.
I'm Bette Midler. Yeah.
All right. Well, shoot. I can't remember how many we got right and wrong. Who won?
Let me think. You got my Jizzy Pearl one right. You got my Buddy Holly one right. You went 2 for 3.
All right. You got Quiet Riot, Montrose, and you got Eric Clapton eventually.
Yeah, so I went 2 for 3 also because I said Bob Dylan. So we tied this week.
Okay, so we split the prize money?
Yes. Your check will be in the mail.
All right. I will wait for it.
Because our sponsors are showering us with millions. Millions of nothing, but that's okay.
Yeah, all right. Well, great job. Good questions.
Thank you. And time to go.
The Hard Rockin' Trivia Show is sponsored by Hard Rock Arena Radio, which features the best of the 70s and 80s hard rock and beyond 24 hours a day and can be heard on Orange Radio, Streama, Radio.net, Shoutcast, and Radionomy.com.
Now it's time to play Who the Hell Is This?
All right, boys and girls out there in podcast land, it's time for Who the Hell Is This? Where we play an obscure song by a known band or an obscure band, and each one of us tries to guess with 4 10-second clips. I can't even talk right now. And
4 10-second clips coming at you.
Yeah, live and in your face. And usually we don't get these, but we give each other hints, and that helps us out. But good luck out there. I can't even talk. Good luck out there, and play along with us. So, Danny.
All right.
You ready?
Here we go.
Okay, play track one.
See if I can get it this time. Oh, wow.
I see you got your lighter out for that one.
Yeah. Woo. I'll say Bon Jovi.
Bon Jovi. Nope, but pretty good guess. Okay, this song came out in 1990. It's by a solo artist. You know the guy.
Okay. Like we're personal friends?
No, you know of the guy.
Okay, good. I don't know too many rockers. Let's see. All right. Let's go part number two.
You know me.
Oh, wow. The voice sounds familiar.
It should sound familiar.
Let's see. Was that Eric Martin?
No, but you're definitely in the ballpark. This guy was a solo artist first, and then he was a replacement singer in a band that you like quite a bit. All right, that's all I'm going to give you right now.
Okay. Wow, okay, so.
All right, he's a replacement singer in a band that you've seen live, but you have not seen this guy in the band.
Okay, I saw the original singer?
Correct. That might have given it away.
No, that's certainly not. It's not Fergie Fredrickson.
No!
That's incorrect.
I saw him with Toto. That was a good show. All right, here we go. Part number three. Wow.
Does like sound like Bon Jovi, doesn't it?
Yeah, definitely stadium rockers. Oh, man.
Canadian guy. But the band he joined was not a Canadian band. It was an American band.
Let's see. Is that, no, I was thinking the guy that's in, that was in Thin Lizzy, but it's not him because I never saw Thin Lizzy.
Definitely not that guy.
Yeah. I don't know. Let me listen to part number four.
And I'll give you a one last clue.
Okay.
This guy, the name of the album this came off is called Stick It In Your Ear, out in 1990.
Stick It In Your Ear. Okay. Break down the barricades. man.
We could probably get the name of the song.
Yeah, I'm going to say it's Break Down the Barricade.
That'd be correct. Barricades, yes. Wall. Canadian singer. Replacement singer in the 90s and the early 2000s for an American band out of New York.
American band.
Who you've seen live at M3, but you did not see this guy singing for him. And this guy is now a singer in another offshoot band on Frontier Records with a member of Danger Danger.
Is that Ted Poley?
No, incorrect. Right band, wrong guy. Ted Poley is the original singer. Who's his replacement singer?
Oh, Paul Lane.
Correct.
Oh, yes.
That's Paul Lane off of Stick It in Your Ear, Break Down the Barricades.
He's good. I like him a lot.
Yeah, he's in...
That's one replacement that was not a detriment.
Yeah, he recorded 3 albums with Danger Danger. The last two were really good.
Yeah. Yeah, he was on Gildersleeves, right?
Yep.
Yeah, that's one of my favorite albums ever. That is a great, great album. If you don't have that, get it.
Yeah, and he's
Danger Danger. It's The Great Gildersleeves is the name of the album, and it's Danger Danger. It's really, really good.
Yeah, I forgot the name of the other one, too. That was good, too.
Yeah, I can't think of it off the top of my head.
Yeah, it's too early in the morning for us. He's also the lead singer of The Defiance, which features 2 members of Danger Danger. That's The Defiance.
Okay.
It's Steve Brown from Trickster in that. Yeah, Steve Brown from Trickster is also in that band.
Yeah.
Maybe Steve West from Danger Danger, and I think. And Paul Lynn's definitely the lead singer. That's a really good album.
Yeah, right. It is. I remember listening to that.
So go out there and get it.
Just do it. Get it.
Now. Here we go. Track 1. What the heck was that? I feel like I was in church.
Yeah, you're welcome.
Oh, I want to guess the Lords of the New Church.
Oh, that is incorrect.
Oh. Okay.
Oh, this is off a 2019 album.
A new release.
New release, and this may be the band's last one.
Ooh, okay. All right, let's hear this.
I've lived before 1,000 lives or more.
Okay, I'm going to take a guess. Is it Man of War?
Oh, that is correct. Damn it.
It was a good, the clue was too good. When he said, I believe, it's like, okay, they're going into the loincloth warrior stuff. Okay, got it.
Yep, totally. Right.
I don't know the name of the darn song yet, so let me go to track 3.
One of us will die today. The last words you shall hear, I will say.
Ooh, spooky. Isn't it like that show you like on HBO? Kind of, sort of.
Game of Thrones?
Game of Thrones.
Yeah.
Okay, I still have not seen one episode yet.
man.
I'm the only one.
You're the only one. It's over. Well, Dana hasn't seen any either, so.
Okay.
You and her can binge watch sometime.
All right, let me try track 4, and you can tell me if the last season was crap or great. Hold on.
You shall die before I die. You shall die before I die.
You shall die before I die?
Yes, that is it.
Wow, what a catchy chorus that was.
Yeah, I listened to that and thought, oh, damn.
That was corny.
Totally.
Kind of liked it, though, but it was corny. They take themselves way too seriously, don't they?
Oh, totally. It's like, dude, drop the loincloth and just play.
Yeah, because they're very talented, but yeah.
But oh, yeah.
I guess if you're a teenage boy, it's like, yeah, this is my jam.
You shall die before I die.
Yeah.
I'm going to use that in my wrestling.
Yeah, this reminds me of WWE. Totally. Yeah. And Man of War started off so well, too. That first couple albums are great.
Oh, man.
But again, how old was I? I was probably 17, 18. And I guess it wore off after a while.
It came out in 1980 was their first album.
Was it? Yeah.
Battle Hymns.
Yeah, that was a good album, too.
Oh, yeah.
And they got, okay, then again, okay. And I've heard after album four, I'm like, okay, it's the same thing over and over again. I'm done.
Yeah, that's about where I was, too. You know, it's like, okay, the He-Man metal. I don't even know if that has a genre, but...
Conan metal. That's right, because Conan the Barbarian was out, right?
Yeah.
And after the second Conan movie sucked, and I was like, okay. I think that's where I was done at the same time. Like, okay. But people in Italy love them. They're a stadium act there in Europe, especially Europe, but Italy, I think, is where... You got a couple of Italian guys in the band, but... All right. If you love Man of War, go out and buy that.
Yeah, check it out.
I don't think I will, but...
Well, you have the album, so...
Yeah.
If you're ever in the mood for a loincloth and defeating all of your foes...
Yeah, if I'm really pissed off, somebody cut me off in traffic, you will die before I die.
You shall die.
Always shall die.
Okay. You shall die. Don't you know they talked about that?
I shall not buy that.
Yeah. I shan't listen.
Yeah. Shant or shite? Yeah. Okay. Well, and on that note, goodbye. I shall die before you die.
That's funny.
You shall die before I die. Basically, it's like they both killed each other at the same time, but the guy is refusing to die before the other guy dies. They're both going to die.
I'm going to out-macho you.
Yeah. I'm going to be flexing the whole time I'm dying.
That's right. What time is it? Ooh, destroy me. That song stuck in my head. You shall die before I die. I'm going to be singing that all day.
Yeah, Sylvia's going to go, excuse me?
Yeah, you've lost your damn mind. Shall die before you die.
It's not quite the grind metal, but it's not far from it.
Grindcore.
Grindcore, yeah.
Crapcore.
Exactly.